Fallen for a clickbait link? You're not the only one. That's why Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi includes advanced security to help protect your connected devices online from malware, threats, and even scams disguised as cute dog videos. And the second anything's blocked, you'll get an alert to keep you in the know. So when a flashing ad says you've won millions, you don't lose a cent. Get advanced security included with Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. Click to learn more. Advanced security must be enabled in the Panoramic Wi-Fi app. Restrictions apply.
It's hurricane season. Flood insurance can help you avoid paying out of pocket for costly damage. It's time to trust your instincts. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Winning Bet. This is the program that gets you caught up on, well, what you need to do to play to get your numbers right during the NFL season. Yes, indeed, week four is here in the 2022 NFL season. It's still early, and let us be your guide to give you the right. The 2022-2023 NFL season. As I mentioned earlier, week four, the NFL season, still early, but it's hot and heavy as teams are starting to still trying to find their groove while other teams are showing no signs of slowing down thus far. So now, as I stated earlier, this is the program where we give you what you need to get you, give you the right numbers to get you going, to help you win your respective bets during this 2022-2023 NFL season. So week four is underway, and let's get right to it. Before I give you the winning numbers, you know, I always have to explain how the games work. So in sports betting, you have three games. You have money line, point spread, and over under total points. First, if you decide to play money line is simple. If you place a bet on the money line, that means you think the team you bet on will win the game. If they win, you win, no matter the score. So I'll give you an example. Team A squares off against Team B. If you bet money line on Team A and Team A wins the game, you win the bet no matter the score. That's money line. The next game that we have is point spread. Point spread is a bet on the margin of victory in a sporting event to win by a specified margin. Money line does not. So say, for instance, if you bet that Team B will beat Team A by 6.5 points. If Team B beats Team A by 6.5 points, you win the bet. However, if Team B wins, if Team B beats Team A by 7 points, you do not win the bet. So that's how point spread works. And then you have over under total points. This bet is basically on whether the total points scored by both teams combined will be more or less than the figure. So say, for instance, again, Team A and Team B, if the over and under is 47 points and you bet that the total point spread will be over 47, if the total points combined is 48, guess what? You win the bet because you bet over 47. However, say, for instance, if the point spread, the total point spread between Team A and Team B is under 46 and you bet under 46, but if the total points combined is over 49, you lose the bet. So that's how that goes. So remember, there's money line, there's point spread, and there's over under total points. All right, so now that we've taken care of that, now let's give you the numbers for week four in the 2022 NFL season. Let's start off with the game in London as part of the NFL International Series between the Minnesota Vikings and the New Orleans Saints. For Minnesota, will be -2.5 points. For New Orleans, it's going to be +2.5. The money line for Minnesota is going to be -145. For New Orleans, it's going to be +122. And the over and under total points will be 44. The next game will be the Los Angeles Chargers going up against the Houston Texans. The point spread for the Chargers will be -5. The point spread for Houston is going to be +5. For the Chargers, the money line will be minus 235, and for Houston, it's going to be plus 192. And the over and under total points for this game will be 44. The next game is going to be the Jacksonville Jaguars going up against the Philadelphia Eagles. The point spread for Jacksonville is plus 6.5. For Philadelphia, it's going to be minus 6.5. The money line for Jacksonville is plus 228. For Philadelphia, it's going to be minus 285. And the over and under total points will be 48. Next game will be the Cleveland Browns going up against the Atlanta Falcons. The point spread for Cleveland is going to be minus 1.5. For Atlanta, 1.5. The money line for Cleveland will be minus 125. For Atlanta, it's going to be plus 105. And the over and under total point spread will be 49.5. The next game that we'll have is the Seattle Seahawks going up against the Detroit Lions. The point spread for Seattle is going to be plus 4.5. Meanwhile, for Detroit, it's going to be minus 4.5. The money line for Seattle is going to be plus 175. For Detroit, it's going to be minus 210. And the over and under total points will be 50. Next game is going to be the Chicago Bears going up against the New York Giants. For Chicago, the point spread is going to be plus 3.5. For the Giants, it's going to be minus 3.5. The money line for Chicago is going to be plus 158. For the Giants, it's going to be minus 190. And the over and under total points will be 39. Next up, for next matchup that we have is going to be the Washington Commanders going up against the Dallas Cowboys. The point spread for Washington is going to be plus 3. For Dallas, it's going to be minus 3. The money line for Washington is going to be plus 143. And for Dallas, it's going to be minus 170. And the over and under total points, 41.5. Next game is going to be the Tennessee Titans going up against the Indianapolis Colts. The point spread for Tennessee is going to be plus 3. For Indianapolis, it's going to be minus 3. The money line for Tennessee is going to be plus 150. For Indianapolis, it's going to be minus 178. And the over and under total points in this game will be 42.5. Next game will be the New York Jets going up against the Pittsburgh Steelers. The point spread for the Jets is going to be plus 3.5. Meanwhile, for Pittsburgh, it's going to be minus 3.5. The money line for the Jets is going to be plus 158. And for Pittsburgh, it's going to be minus 190. And the over and under total points will be 40.5. Next game, the Buffalo Bills going up against the Baltimore Ravens. The point spread for Buffalo, minus 3.5. For Baltimore, it's going to be plus 3.5. The money line for Buffalo is going to be minus 190. For Baltimore, it's going to be plus 158. And the over and under total point spread is going to be 51.5. Next game, the Arizona Cardinals going up against the Carolina Panthers. The point spread for Arizona is plus 2. Carolina, it's going to be minus 2. The money line for Arizona is going to be plus 105. Meanwhile, for Carolina, it's going to be minus 125. And the over and under total points will be 42.5. Next game is going to be the Denver Broncos going up against the Las Vegas Raiders. The point spread for Denver is going to be plus 2.5, while the point spread for Las Vegas is going to be minus 2.5. The money line for Denver is going to be plus 115, while for Las Vegas, the money line is going to be minus 135. And the over and under total points will be 45.5. Next game is going to be the New England Patriots going up against the Green Bay Packers. The point spread for New England is going to be plus 10. Meanwhile, for Green Bay, it's going to be minus 10. For New England, the money line is going to be plus 400. As for Green Bay, it's going to be minus 550. And the over and under total points will be 40.5. The Sunday night matchup between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The point spread for Kansas City is going to be minus 2. For Tampa Bay, it's going to be plus 2. The money line for Kansas City is minus 125. As for Tampa Bay, the money line is going to be plus 105. And the over and under total points. And then the Monday night matchup between the Los Angeles Rams and the San Francisco 49ers. The point spread for the Rams is going to be plus 2.5. As for San Francisco, the point spread is going to be minus 2.5. The money line for the Rams is going to be plus 105. As for San Francisco, the money line is going to be minus 125. And the over and under total points will be 42. So, again, in the Monday night matchup, the Rams, the point spread is going to be +2.5. For San Francisco, it's going to be -2.5. The money line for the Rams is going to be +105. As for San Francisco, it's going to be -125. And the over and under total points will be 42. So there you have it. Those are your numbers for week 4 in the NFL. And again, just want to let everyone know that, remember, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Again, if you have a gambling problem, remember, call 1-800-522-4700. Make sure that you gamble responsibly. Make sure you know what you're doing. We want people to have fun and try to win those bets, but please do it responsibly. Again, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. And that's going to do it for this edition of The Winning Bets. Good luck out there. I'm Ed Robinson. Talk to you again next time. Have a good one.
It's hurricane season. Flood insurance can help you avoid paying out of pocket for costly damage. It's time to trust your instincts. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov. It's another hurricane season, and right about now, residents are busy fortifying their nests against damage. This year, they're preparing with flood insurance. They've learned it's the extra layer of protection that prevents them from paying out of pocket or pouch for costly repairs. You too should trust your instincts this season. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov.
Your favorite band's about to play a sold-out show. You got in.
Over here.
With a friend. And found a spot close enough to see the set list. They're definitely playing your song. When you're with Amex, it's not if it's going to happen, but when. American Express. Don't live life without it.
Get 30% shorter average wait time when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com. Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of.
Whether you're looking for a home mortgage, home equity loan, construction loan, or land loan, Patterson State Bank will put out the welcome mat. Patterson State Bank, your trusted community mortgage lender since 1925. Start the process online at PattersonStateBank.com.
It's another hurricane season. And right about now, residents are busy fortifying their nests against damage. This year, they're preparing with flood insurance. They've learned it's the extra layer of protection that prevents them from paying out of pocket or pouch for costly repairs. You too should trust your instincts this season. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov. It's another hurricane season, and right about now, residents are busy fortifying their nests against damage. This year, they're preparing with flood insurance. They've learned it's the extra layer of protection that prevents them from paying out of pocket or pouch for costly repairs. You too should trust your instincts this season. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov.
Women's Cancer Pavilion specializes in the treatment of breast and gynecologic cancers. Working together with Mary Bird Perkins and Our Lady of the Lake Health and the region's leading providers to deliver the best possible outcome is at the heart of everything we do. From innovative surgical techniques to the most advanced treatment options, we don't stop until we've examined every possibility and answered every question. Because walking with women through every step of their cancer journey is what we do all day, every day at Women's Cancer Pavilion.